a number of reasons in terms of why that is the case. One is around the criteria that we're looking for in terms of the type of coach. Head coach, clearly we want someone who's going to come in and improve the team and make us competitive. We want a coach who's got a good mixture of club and international experience, and we're very clear on the vision that we want to achieve. The second point is around the conditions. We've spoken to a number of coaches who are available at the moment, but also those with contractual arrangements that are already existing. And the third point is around the competitiveness of the market. So we're looking for the right coach, for the right fit, and the right timing for that person and for us. And for all those reasons, it just meant that we've not been able to conclude the process at this point, and we'll continue to search to try and find the best person for the job.
And what's the expected timeline now?
Realistically, we're looking now towards the UEFA Nations League with our first game against England in September, and that's what we're aiming to do. We recognise that the timelines and deadlines that we've previously set have created a sense of expectation and potentially confusion for everyone. In hindsight, that we would maybe not set those deadlines if we were to do this again and absolutely just commit to trying to find the best person and take as long as that should take, and that's our aim. So we recognise and apologise for that, but we're also confident that ultimately we believe this process will result in us finding the best person for the job.
And I'm sure you can understand the frustration that is in place.
Absolutely, yeah, we recognise that and accept that. We understand that we have a massive responsibility to appoint the right person. That's why we are taking our time and not rushing into making an appointment just because there's a need to. We want to make sure that we get that person in place. But we do recognise the frustration that people will have around that.
And the news is, of course, that there is no news. Richard, we'll get your take on it. The saga continues. Since we were here last week with Brian, Carsley's out, we know, we think. Lennon is out. Chris Coleman was in and then out. We thought your old teammate Damien Duff in the papers during the week described the situation as embarrassing, the amount of time it's taken, while the latest from the FAI director of football Mark Canham, he says we are getting closer. So what's your take on it all?
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, I can understand that if they've gone after Lee Carsley and he's the one that they say is the future to bring us forward into the next, not just the next campaign, but maybe the next 10 years, and they've gone all in on that. When I look around, there's nobody really like him.
Process is ongoing. We'd hope to conclude that as soon as possible. We're very close, and I understand why there's lots of interest in the role. I know fans are interested in terms of who we're going to appoint, but we're very close to that, and we hope to announce that really soon.
By saying you're very close, does that lead us to believe that there will be somebody in place before those games next month?
That's our ambition. Obviously, we hope that will be the case. We're down to a smaller number of candidates, obviously, as you'd expect now. So we hope to conclude that process as soon as possible.
And the Republic of Ireland have appointed John O'Shea as interim head coach for the two friendly international matches against Belgium and Switzerland in March. They say that they hope to confirm a permanent appointment in April. O'Shea, who has 118 caps for Ireland and is third on the all-time appearance list, will join the FAI, having been an assistant coach under Stephen Kenny and also worked as the under-21 assistant manager. O'Shea also has coaching experience at Reading, Stoke City and most recently Birmingham City as Wayne Rooney's assistant.
I've been in the hotel with him. I just can feel the warmth towards him. They all respect him. He's coached probably 8 or 9 of them already and played with 2 or 3 of them. I think his standing in the game is very good. I thought he was excellent in what he said, how he conducted himself. He looks like he's going to be a manager, there's no doubt about it, or a head coach. And I think if they gave him it here for 2 years, if we give it to a foreign guy from somewhere, and they give it, will he be gone after 2 years if we don't qualify, will he go?
Yeah, there you go. That's a suite there of the voices around the Republic of Ireland manager, the search for Republic of Ireland manager. Stephen Kenny was sacked last November. Here we are heading into May of this year and we still don't have a new manager. That was Mark Canham there, director of football for the FAI. At the start of that clip, speaking last Friday about the announcement that there now will not be a new manager until next September. You heard him as well in a part of a clip there, talking in March about we'll have a manager for April. You heard from Richard Dunn, former Republic of Ireland player, talking about the Lee Carsley affair, and Mick McCarthy talking about the need to just appoint John O'Shea, who was the interim coach for a number of friendlies we had, and looks like he'll be an interim coach again for the friendlies in June. So what is going on, and just how exasperated are you as a Republic of Ireland fan out there with all of this? In the meantime, the FAI lost their chief executive in the middle of all this and are also searching for a CEO as well as a senior team manager. Michael Fox O'Connor is a long-standing diehard Republic of Ireland fan with me in studio. Michael, you're very frustrated with all of the goings-on.
Unbelievable, Joey. Reverse psychology to you. What do you think about the present?
I don't know. Let me play devil's advocate, right? People are angry. You're angry. You're very frustrated. The thing looks farcical. Mark Hannam saying there on Friday saying, we made a mistake. We shouldn't have announced deadlines. They obviously had someone in mind and were talking to someone and possibly jumped the gun on the timeline they thought they had. It didn't work out. It fell apart. And now they're saying the worst thing we could do is rush into appointing someone just to have someone. We want to get it right. What do you say to that argument?
Would you believe anything that the FBI come up with? I mean, this is shocking. It's a shambles. It's an embarrassment to every Irish supporter here. We have a CEO who is coming from England. We're going out, coming every Tuesday.
He wasn't living in Ireland. He was over and back to London.
He was over and back to London every Tuesday, out every Friday. Where he got no sponsor for 3 years. The FBI couldn't get a sponsor. I say this guy came in because of pity, because they had already sponsored the ladies. And I said they had pity. They came in. The publicity surrounded was very, very naive. There was nobody there. There was no captain of the team. There were no players. It was just a complete shambles. And that is what the FBI are at the moment. There were shambles. I remember long ago there was a cartoonist, two of them, Laurel and Hardy. And one you say to the other, this is another fine mess you have to get me into. We're in a mess. And we're going nowhere until the mess is sorted out.
Okay, let me put 2 points here. Number one, the FBI, we'll say we as a country, we don't have the money to pay the top dollar to get the top managers. That's one element of it. The second thing is, you look at managers, it's about timing. Who's in a job, who's out of a job, who's looking to manage something. And if you talk about the quality manager, who's willing to take a bet that they can do something with the players that we have now?
But I was.
Is there a chance this manager is saying, Ireland, you know, I don't really fancy that's a long-term project, bringing players through. Not very many of our first team play in the Premier League, for example. So there's that problem they have as well.
Yeah, but you say it's a long-term arrangement. How long more will it go on before somebody comes in and takes everything by the neck and say, okay, I'm here for 2 years, 3 years. How many people have been mentioned? You're talking about the Lee Carsleys, the Vikings, Tom, anyone at all? Chris Hewton. Like 2 years ago, I was inside here with you. This came up. This was 2 years ago when Mick McCarthy was in charge. And then they were talking about the manager. I said, the man out there is waiting for us. Plenty of experience with the Premiership. Chris Hewton. And it didn't happen. We brought in another manager that lasted another 14, 15 months. And this is the problem with the FAI. Any manager that comes in, it's all soccer's all getting results. Results and playing attractive football.
Yeah.
You won't get the fans in if you're playing rubbish. Okay. With the long ball, as we call it. But you need to get the results.
What should happen now? What should the fans do? There's friendlies coming up in June. Two friendlies, Hungary and Portugal.
Well, I don't know. I'm very frustrated as a fan. I said there's lots of people out there, lots of people in Kerry who's out every Sunday. They're lining pitches and everything.
Tears, doing all the hard work.
The great work that John O'Regan has done for the last 40 years. And now I am calling this one out. I am voting with my feet. I am not going to the Viva until this mess, and it's another fine mess that they have gotten us into. And I'm absolutely frustrated. I'm boiling when I heard that. Absolutely boiling.
Do you think fans should boycott
games
in June?
Yeah.
To communicate to the FAI that they're not happy.
That this is not acceptable. We're a laughing stock. We're a laughing stock of the country. We're probably a laughing stock of the whole world. That this is going on above an Abbottstown where people are sitting behind desks and they can't get a proper manager
for the Republic of Ireland.
It's an absolutely shambles.
Okay, all right, Michael, interesting views, strong views. If you have a view on that, get in touch with us in the programme. The frustration of a Republic of Ireland football fan as to what has gone on. Give us your take on it.